Chapter 87. It came to pass then, when Jesus had finished speaking these words, that Mary Magdalene started forward and said, My Lord, my indweller of light hath ears, and I comprehend every word which thou sayest. Now therefore, my Lord, on account of the word which thou hast spoken, all the souls of the race of man who shall receive the mysteries of the light will go into the inheritance of the light before all the rulers who will repent, and before those of the whole region of the right, and before the whole region of the treasury of the light. On account of this word, my Lord, thou hast said unto us aforetime, The first will be the last, and the last will be the first. That is, the last are the whole race of man which will enter into the light kingdom sooner than all those of the region of the height, who are the first. On this account, therefore, my Lord, hast thou said unto us, Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. That is, thou desirest to know whether we comprehend every word which thou speakest. This, therefore, is the word, my Lord. It came to pass then, when Mary had finished saying these words, that the Savior was greatly astonished at the definitions of the words which she spake, for she had become pure spirit utterly. Jesus answered again and said unto her, Well said, spiritual and pure Mary. This is the solution of the word. Chapter 88. It came to pass then again, after all these words, that Jesus continued in the discourse and said unto his disciples, Hearken that I may discourse with you concerning the glory of those of the height, how they are, according to the manner in which I discourse with you unto this day. Now therefore, if I lead you into the region of the last helper, who surroundeth the treasury of the light, and if I lead you into the region of that last helper, and ye see the glory in which he is, then will the region of the inheritance of the light count for you only for the size of a city of the world, because of the greatness in which the last helper is, and because of the great light in which he is. And thereafter I will discourse with you also concerning the glory of the helper who is above the little helper. But I shall not be able to discourse with you concerning the regions of those who are above all helpers, for there existeth no type in this world to describe them. For there existeth in this world no likeness which is like unto them, that I may compare them therewith, nor greatness nor light which is like unto them. Not only in this world, but they have no likeness with those of the heights of righteousness from their region upwards. On this account, therefore, there existeth in fact no manner of describing them in this world, because of the great glory of those of the heights, and because of the great immeasurable greatness. On this account, therefore, there existeth no manner to describe it in this world. It came to pass then, when Jesus had finished speaking these words unto his disciples, that Mary Magdalene came forward and said unto Jesus, My Lord, be not wroth with me if I question thee, because I trouble repeatedly. Now therefore, my Lord, be not wroth with me if I question thee concerning all with precision and certainty. For my brethren will herald it among the race of men, so that they may hear and repent, and be saved from the violent judgments of the evil rulers, and go to the height and inherit the light kingdom. Because, my Lord, we are compassionate not only towards ourselves, but compassionate towards the whole race of men, so that they may be saved from all the violent judgments. Now therefore, my Lord, on this account we question concerning all with certainty. For my brethren herald it to the whole race of men, in order that they may escape the violent rulers of the darkness and be saved out of the hands of the violent receivers of the uttermost darkness. It came to pass, when Jesus had heard Mary say these words, that the Savior answered in great compassion towards her and said unto her, Question concerning what thou desirest to question, and I will reveal it unto thee with precision and certainty, and without similitude. Chapter 89. Mary further questions Jesus. It came to pass then, when Mary had heard the Savior say these words, that she rejoiced with great joy and exulted exceedingly, and said unto Jesus, My Lord, by how much greatness then is the second helper greater than the first helper? By how much distance is he distant from him, or rather how many times more does he shine than the latter? Jesus answered and said unto Mary in the midst of the disciples, Amen, amen, I say unto you. The second helper is distant from the first helper in great immeasurable distance in regard to the height above and the depth below and the length and the breadth. For he is exceedingly distant from him in great immeasurable distance through the angels and all the archangels and through the gods and all the invisibles. And he is very considerably greater than the latter in an incalculable measure, through the angels and archangels, and through the gods and all the invisibles. And he shineth more than the latter in an utterly immeasurable measure, there being no measure for the light in which he is, and no measure for him through angels and archangels, and through the gods and all the invisibles, as I have already said unto you at another time. In like manner, also the third helper, and the fourth and the fifth helper, one is greater than the other, and shineth more than the latter, and is distant from him in a great immeasurable distance, through the angels and archangels and the gods and the invisibles, as I have already said unto you at another time. And I will tell unto you also the type of every one of them at their expansion. Chapter 90. Mary again questions Jesus. It came to pass then, when Jesus had finished saying these words unto his disciples, that Mary Magdalene came forward again, continued and said unto Jesus, My Lord, in what type will be those who have received the mystery of the light in the midst of the last helper? And Jesus answered and said unto Mary in the midst of the disciples, They who have received the mystery of the light, if they come out of the body of the matter of the rulers, then will every one be in his order according to the mystery which he hath received. Those who have received the higher mysteries will abide in the higher order. Those who have received the lower mysteries will be in the lower orders. In a word, up to what region every one hath received mysteries, there will he abide in his order in the inheritance of the light. For which cause I have said unto you aforetime, Where your heart is, there will your treasure be. That is up to what region every one hath received mysteries, there shall he be. It came to pass, when Jesus had finished saying these words unto his disciples, that John came forward and said unto Jesus, My Lord and my Savior, give me also commandment that I discourse before thee, and be thee not wroth with me if I question concerning all with precision and certainty. For thou, my Lord, hast promised me in a promise to make revelation unto us of all concerning which I shall question thee. Now therefore, my Lord, hide nothing from us at all in the matter of which we shall question thee. And Jesus answered in great compassion and said unto John, To thee also, blessed John, and beloved, I give commandment to speak the word which pleaseth thee, and I will reveal it unto thee face to face without similitude. And I will say unto thee, all on which thou wilt question me with precision and certainty. And John answered and said unto Jesus, My Lord, will then every one abide in the region up to which he hath received the mysteries, and hath he no power to go into other orders which are above him, and hath he no power to go into the orders which are below him? Chapter 91. And Jesus answered and said unto John, Finally indeed do ye question all with precision and certainty. But now therefore, John, hearken, that I may discourse with thee. Every one who hath received mysteries of the light will abide in the region up to which one hath received mysteries, and he hath not the power to go into the height into the orders which are above him. So that he who hath received mysteries in the first commandment hath the power to go into the orders which are below him, that is, into all the orders of the third space. But he hath not the power to go into the height to the orders which are above him. And he who shall receive the mysteries of the first mystery, which is the 24th mystery from without, and the head of the first space which is without, he hath the power to go into all the orders which are without him, but he hath not the power to go into the regions which are above him or to pass through them. And of those who have received the mysteries in the orders of the 24 mysteries, every one will go into the region in which he hath received mysteries, and he will have the power to pass through all the orders and spaces which are without him. But he hath not the power to go into the higher orders which are above him, or to pass through them. And he who hath received mysteries in the orders of the first mystery, which is in the third space, hath the power to go into all the lower orders, which are below him, and to pass through all. But on the other hand, he hath not the power to go into the regions which are above him, or to pass through them. And he who hath received mysteries of the first thrice spiritual, which ruleth over the 24 mysteries altogether, which rule over the space of the first mystery, of whose region at the expansion of the universe I will tell you, he, therefore, who shall receive the mystery of that thrice spiritual, hath the power to go down into all orders which are below him. But he hath not the power to go into the height, into the orders which are above him, that is, into all the orders of the space of the ineffable. And he who hath received the mystery of the second, thrice spiritual, hath the power to go into all the orders of the first, thrice spiritual, and to pass through them all and all their orders which are in them. But he hath not the power to go into the higher orders of the third, thrice spiritual. And he who hath received the mystery of the third, thrice spiritual, which ruleth over the three, thrice spirituals, and the three spaces of the first mystery altogether, hath the power to go into all the orders which are below him. But he hath not the power to go into the heights, into the orders which are above him, that is, into the orders of the space of the ineffable. And he who hath received the master mystery of the first mystery of the ineffable, that is, the 12 mysteries of the first mystery altogether, which rule over all the spaces of the first mystery, he, therefore, who shall receive that mystery, hath the power to pass through all the orders of the spaces of the three thrice spirituals, and the three spaces of the first mystery in all their orders, and hath the power to pass through all the orders of the inheritance of the light, to pass through them from without within, and from within without, and from above below, and from below above, and from the height to the depth, and from the depth to the height, and from the length to the breadth, and from the breadth to the length. In a word, he hath the power to pass through all the regions of the inheritance of the light, but he hath the power to bide in the region where he pleases, in the inheritance of the light kingdom. And amen, I say unto you, that man will at the dissolution of the world be king over all the orders of the inheritance of the light. And he who shall receive the mystery of the ineffable, which I am, that mystery knoweth why the darkness hath arisen, and why the light hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the darkness of the darkness hath arisen, and why the light of the light has arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the chaos hath arisen, and why the treasury of the light hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the judgments have arisen, and why the light land and the region of the inheritance of the light have arisen. And the mystery knoweth why the chastisement of the sinners have arisen, and why the rest of the kingdom of the light hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the sinners have arisen, and why the inheritance of the light have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the impious have arisen, and why the good have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the chastisements and judgments have arisen, and why all the emanations of the light have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the sins have arisen, and why the baptisms and the mysteries of the light have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the fire of chastisement hath arisen, and why the seals of the light, so that the fire should not harm them, have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why wrath has arisen, and why peace has arisen. And that mystery knoweth why slander hath arisen, and why songs of the light have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the prayers of the light have arisen. and that mystery knoweth why cursing hath arisen, and why blessing hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why knavery hath arisen, and why deceit hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the slain hath arisen, and why the quickening of the souls hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why adultery and fornication have arisen, and why purity hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why intercourse hath arisen, and why continence hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why insolence and boasting have arisen, and why humbleness and meekness hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why tears have arisen, and why laughter hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why slander hath arisen, and why good report hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why appreciation hath arisen, and why disdain of men hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why murmuring hath arisen, and why innocence and humbleness have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why sin hath arisen, and why purity hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why strength hath arisen, and why weakness hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why motion of body hath arisen, and why its utility hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why poverty hath arisen, and why wealth has arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the freedom of the world hath arisen, and why slavery hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why death hath arisen, and why life hath arisen. Chapter 92. It came to pass then, when Jesus had finished saying these words unto his disciples, that they rejoiced in great joy and exulted when they heard Jesus say these words. And Jesus continued again in the discourse and said unto them, Hearken therefore, now still further, O my disciples, so that I discourse with you concerning the whole gnosis of the mystery of the ineffable. That mystery of the ineffable knoweth why unmercifulness hath arisen, and why mercifulness hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why ruin hath arisen, and why everlasting eternity hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the reptiles have arisen, and why they will be destroyed. And that mystery knoweth why the wild beasts have arisen, and why they will be destroyed. And that mystery knoweth why the cattle have arisen, and why the birds have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the mountains have arisen, and why the precious stones therein have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the matter of gold hath arisen, and why the matter of silver hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the matter of copper hath arisen, and why the matter of iron and of stone hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the matter of lead hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the matter of glass hath arisen, and why the matter of wax hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why herbs, that is the vegetables, have arisen, and why all matters have arisen. And the mystery knoweth why the waters of the earth and all things in them have arisen, and why also the earth has arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the seas and the waters have arisen, and why the wild beasts in the seas have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the matter of the world hath arisen, and why it the world will be utterly destroyed. Chapter 93. Jesus continued again and said unto his disciples, Yet further, O my disciples and companions and brethren, let every one be sober in the spirit which is in him. Let him understand and comprehend all the words which I shall say unto you. For from now on will I begin to discourse with you concerning all the gnosis of that ineffable. That mystery knoweth why the west has arisen, and why the east hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the south hath arisen, and why the north hath arisen. Yet further, O my disciples, hearken and continue to be sober, and hearken to the total gnosis of the mystery of the ineffable. That mystery knoweth why the demons have arisen, and why mankind hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the heat hath arisen, and why the pleasant air hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the stars have arisen, and why the clouds have arisen. and that mystery knoweth why the earth became deep, and why the water came thereon. And that mystery knoweth why the earth became dry, and why the water came thereon. And that mystery knoweth why famine hath arisen, and why superfluity hath arisen. And that mastery knoweth why the hoarfrost hath arisen, and why the healthful dew hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the dust hath arisen, and why the delightsome freshness hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the hail hath arisen, and why the pleasant snow hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the west wind hath arisen, and why the east wind hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the fire of the height hath arisen, and why the waters have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the east wind hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the south wind hath arisen, and why the north wind hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the stars of the heaven, and the disks of the light givers have arisen, and why the firmament with all its veils hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the rulers of the spheres hath arisen, and why the sphere with all its regions hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the rulers of the aeons hath arisen, and why the aeons with their veils have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the tyrant rulers of the aeons have arisen, and why the rulers have repented their arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the servitors have arisen, and why the deacons have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the angels have arisen, and why the archangels have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the lords have arisen, and why the gods have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the jealousy in the height hath arisen, and why concord hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why hate hath arisen, and why love hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why discord hath arisen, and why concord hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why avarice hath arisen, and why renunciation of all hath arisen, and love of possession hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why love of the belly hath arisen, and why satiety hath arisen. And the mystery knoweth why the paired have arisen, and why the unpaired have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why impiety hath arisen, and why fear of God hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the light givers have arisen, and why the sparks have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the thrice powerful have arisen, and why the invisibles have arisen. And the mystery knoweth why the forefathers have arisen, and why the purities have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the great self-willed hath arisen, and why his faithful have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the great triple powerful hath arisen, and why the great invisible forefather hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the 13th aeon hath arisen, and why the region, those of the midst, have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why receivers of the midst have arisen, and why the virgins of the light have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the ministers of the midst have arisen, and why the angels of the midst have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the light land hath arisen, and why the great receiver of the light hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the guards of the region of the right have arisen, and why the leaders of them have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the gate of life hath arisen, and why Sabaoth the good hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the region of the right hath arisen, and why the light land which is the treasury of the light hath arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the emanations of the light have arisen, and why the 12 saviors have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the 3 gates of the treasury of the light have arisen, and why the 9 guards have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the 12 saviors have arisen, and why the 3 amens have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the 5 trees have arisen, and why the 7 amens have arisen. And that mystery knoweth why the mixture which exists not hath arisen, and why it is purified. And Jesus continued again and said unto his disciples, Still further, O my disciples, be sober, and let every one of you bring hither the power of sensing the light before him, that ye may sense with sureness. For from now on I will discourse with you concerning the whole region in truth, of the ineffable, and concerning the manner how it is. It came to pass then, when the disciples had heard Jesus utter these words, that they gave way and let go entirely. Then Mary Magdalene came forward, threw herself at the feet of Jesus, kissed them, and wept aloud, and said, Have mercy upon me, my Lord, for my brethren have heard, and let go of the words which thou saidst unto them. Now therefore, my Lord, concerning the gnosis of all the things which thou hast said, that they are in the mystery of the ineffable. But I have heard thee say unto me, From now on I will begin to discourse with you concerning the total gnosis of the mystery of the ineffable. This word, therefore, which thou saidst, thou hast not gone forward to complete the word. For this cause, therefore, my brethren have heard, and have let go and ceased to sense in what manner thou discourse with them. Concerning the word which thou said unto them, Now therefore, my Lord, if the gnosis of all this is in that mystery, where is the man who is in the world, who hath the ability to understand that mystery with all its gnosis, and the type of all these words which thou hast spoken concerning it? Chapter 95. It came to pass then, when Jesus had heard Mary say these words, and knew that the disciples had heard, and had begun to let go, that he encouraged them and said unto them, Grieve no more, my disciples, concerning the mystery of the ineffable, thinking that ye will not understand it. Amen, I say unto you, that mystery is yours, and every one who will give ear unto you, so that they renounce this whole world and the whole matter therein, and renounce all the evil thoughts therein, and renounce all the cares of this aeon. Now therefore I say unto you, for every one who will renounce the whole world and all therein, and will submit himself to the Godhead, that mystery is far easier than all the mysteries of the light kingdom, and it is sooner to understand them all, and it is easier than them all. He who reacheth unto the gnosis of that mystery, renounce this whole world and all the cares therein. For this cause have I said unto you after time, All ye who are heavy under your burden, come hither unto me, and I will quicken you. For my burden is easy, and my yoke is soft. Now therefore, he who will receive that mystery, renounce the whole world and the cares of all the matter therein. For this cause, therefore, my disciples, grieve not, thinking that ye shall not understand that mystery. Amen, I say unto you, that mystery is far sooner to understand than all mysteries. And amen, I say unto you, that mystery is yours, and every one who will renounce the whole world and the whole matter therein. Now therefore, hearken, my disciples, and my companions, and my brethren, that I may urge you on to the gnosis of the mystery of the ineffable, concerning which I discourse with you, because I have, in sooth, gotten as far as to tell you the whole gnosis at the expansion of the universe. For the expansion of the universe is its gnosis. But now, then hearken, that I may discourse with you progressively concerning the gnosis of that mystery. That mystery knoweth wherefore the five helpers have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth whereof the great light of lights hath rent itself asunder, and wherefore it hath come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the first commandment hath rent itself asunder, and wherefore it hath divided itself into the seven mysteries, and wherefore it is named the first commandment, and wherefore it hath come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the great light of the impressions of the light hath rent itself asunder, and wherefore it hath set itself up without emanation, and wherefore it hath come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the first mystery, that is the 4 and 20th mystery from without, hath rent itself asunder, and wherefore it imitated in itself the 12 mysteries according to the number of the numbering of the uncontainables, and boundless, and wherefore it hath come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the 12 immovables have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have set themselves with all their orders, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the unwaverables have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have set themselves up, divided into 12 orders, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless, which belong to the orders of the space of the ineffable. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the incomprehensibles, which pertain to the second space of the ineffable, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the 12 undesignatables have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have set themselves up after all the orders of the unindicatables, themselves being uncontainable and boundless, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore these unindicatables have rent themselves asunder, they who have not indicated themselves nor brought themselves into publicity according to the economy of the one and only, the ineffable, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the super deeps have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have distributed themselves, being a single order, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the 12 orders of the unspeakables have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have divided themselves, being 3 portions, and whereof they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth whereof all the imperishables, being their 12 orders, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have settled themselves, being expanded in a single order, and wherefore they have divided themselves and formed different orders, being uncontainable and boundless, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the impassibles have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have set themselves up, being 12 boundless spaces, and have settled themselves, being 3 orders of spaces, according to the economy of the one and only, the ineffable, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the 12 uncontainables, which belong to the orders of the one and only, the ineffable, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless, until they were brought to the space of the first mystery, which is the second space. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the 24 myriads of praise singers have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have extended themselves outside the veil of the first mystery, which is the twin mystery, that which looketh within and without, of the one and only, the ineffable, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore all the uncontainables have rent themselves asunder, those which I have just named, which are in the regions of the second space of the ineffable, which is the space of the first mystery, and wherefore those uncontainables and boundless have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the 24 mysteries of the first thrice spiritual have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they are called the 24 spaces of the first thrice spiritual, and wherefore they have come forth from the second thrice spiritual. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the 24 mysteries of the second thrice spiritual have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the third thrice spiritual. And that mystery knoweth why the 24 mysteries of the third thrice spiritual, that is the 24 spaces of the third thrice spiritual, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. and that mystery knoweth wherefore the five trees of the first thrice spiritual have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have extended themselves, standing one behind the other, and moreover bound one to the other with all their orders, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the five trees of the second, thrice spiritual, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the five trees of the third, thrice spiritual, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth why the four uncontainables of the first, thrice spiritual, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the four uncontainables of the second, tri-spiritual, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore all the four uncontainables of the third, thrice-spiritual, have rent themselves asunder, and wherefore they have come forth from the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the first, thrice-spiritual from below, those who belong to the orders of the one and only, the ineffable, hath rent itself asunder, and wherefore it hath come forth from the second, thrice-spiritual. And that mystery knoweth wherefore the third, thrice-spiritual, that is the first, thrice-spiritual from above, hath rent itself asunder, and wherefore it hath come forth from the twelfth, pro-thrice-spiritual, which is the last region of the fatherless. And that mystery knoweth wherefore all the regions which are in the space of the ineffable, and all those in them have expanded themselves, and wherefore they have come forth from the last limb of the ineffable. And that mystery knoweth itself, wherefore it hath rent itself asunder to come forth from the ineffable, that is from that which ruleth them all and which expanded them all according to their orders. Chapter 96. Jesus promises to explain further all in detail. Of all these then will I speak unto you at the expansion of the universe, in a word, all those whom I have spoken of unto you, those who will arise, and those who will come, those who emanate, and those who come forth, and those who are without over them, and those who are implanted in them, those who will contain the region of the first mystery, and those who are in the space of the ineffable. Of these will I speak unto you, because I will reveal them unto you, and I will speak of them unto you according to every region and according to every order, at the expansion of the universe. And I will reveal unto you all their mysteries which rule over them all, and their pro-thrice-spirituals, and their super-thrice-spirituals which rule over their mysteries and their orders. Now therefore, the mystery of the ineffable knoweth wherefore all these have arisen, of whom I have spoken unto you in openness, and through which all these have arisen. It is the mystery which is in them all, and it is the outgoing of them all, and it is the upgoing of them all, and it is the setting up of them all. And the mystery of the ineffable is the mystery which is in all those of whom I have spoken unto you, and of whom I will speak unto you at the expansion of the universe. And it is the mystery which is in them all, and it is the one only mystery of the ineffable, and the gnosis of all these of whom I have spoken unto you, and of whom I will speak unto you, and of whom I have not spoken. Of these will I speak unto you at the expansion of the universe, and of their total gnosis one with another, wherefore they have arisen. It is the one and only word of the ineffable. And I will tell you the expansion of all mysteries, and the types of every one of them, and the manner of their completion in all their figures. And I will tell you the mystery of the one and only, the ineffable, and all its types, all its figures, and its whole economy, wherefore it hath come forth from the last limb of the ineffable. For that mystery is the setting up of them all. and that mystery of the ineffable is moreover also a one and only word, which existeth in the speech of the ineffable. And it is the economy of the solution of all the words which I have spoken unto you. And he who will receive the one and only word of that mystery, which I shall now say unto you, and all its types and all its figures, and the manner of accomplishing its mystery, for ye are perfect and all perfect, and ye will accomplish the whole gnosis of that mystery with its whole economy. For unto you all mysteries are entrusted. Hearken therefore now, that I may tell you that mystery. He then who shall receive the one and only word of that mystery, which I have told you, if he come forth out of the body of the matter of the rulers, and if ye retributive receivers come and free him from the body of matter of the rulers, that is, those receivers who free from the body all outgoing souls, when therefore the retributive receivers free the soul which hath received this one and only mystery of the ineffable, which I have just told you, then will it straightway, if it be set free from the body of matter, become a great light stream in the midst of those receivers, and the receivers will be exceedingly afraid of the light of that soul, and the receivers will be made powerless and fall down and desist altogether for fear of the great light which they have seen. And the soul which receiveth the mystery of the ineffable will soar into the height, being a great light stream, and the receivers will not be able to seize it, and will not be able to know how the way is fashioned upon which it will go. For it becometh a great light stream, and soareth into the height, and no power is able to hold it down at all, nor will they be able to come nigh it at all. But it will pass through the regions of the rulers, and all the regions of the emanations of the light, and it will not give answers in any region, nor giveth it any apologies, nor giveth it any tokens, neither will any power of the rulers, nor any power of the emanations of the light, be able to come nigh that soul. But all the regions of the rulers, and all the regions of the emanations of the light, every one singeth unto its praises in their region, in fear of the light of the stream which envelopeth the soul, until it passeth through them all, and goeth to the region of the inheritance of the mystery which it hath received. That is, to the mystery of the one and only, the ineffable, and until it becometh one with its limbs. Amen, I say unto you, it will be in all the regions in a time a man shooteth an arrow. Now therefore, amen, I say unto you, every man who will receive that mystery of the ineffable, and accomplish it in all its types and all its figures, he is a man in the world. But he towereth above all angels, and will tower still more above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all archangels, and will tower still more above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all tyrants, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all lords, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all gods, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all light-givers, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all pure ones, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all triple powers, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all forefathers, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all invisibles, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above the great invisible forefather, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above all those of the midst, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above the emanation of the treasury of the light, and will raise himself above them all. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above the mixture, and will raise himself entirely above it. He is a man in the world, but he towereth above the whole region of the treasury, and will raise himself entirely above it. He is a man in the world, but he will rule with me in my kingdom. He is a man in the world, but he is a king in the light. He is a man in the world, but he is not one of the world. And amen, I say unto you, that man is I, and I am that man. And at the dissolution of the world, that is when the universe will be raised up, and when the numbering of the perfect souls will be raised up altogether, and when I am king in the midst of the last helper, being king over all the emanation of the light, and king over the seven amens, and the five trees, and the three amens, and the nine guards, and being king over the child of the child, that is the twin saviors, and being king over the 12 saviors, and over the whole numbering of the perfect souls, who shall receive the mysteries in the light, then will all men who shall receive the mysteries in the ineffable be fellow kings with me, and will sit on my right and on my left in my kingdom. And amen, I say unto you, those men are I, and I am they. On this account have I said unto you aforetime, ye will sit on your thrones on my right, and on my left in my kingdom, and will rule with me. On this account, therefore, I have not hesitated, nor have I been ashamed to call you my brethren and my companion, because ye will be fellow kings with me in my kingdom. This, therefore, I say unto you, knowing that I will give you the mystery of the ineffable. That is, the mystery is I, and I am the mystery. Now, therefore, not only will ye reign with me, but all men who shall receive the mystery of the ineffable will be fellow kings with me in my kingdom. And I am they, and they are I. But my throne will tower over them. And because ye will suffer sorrows in the world beyond all men, until ye herald forth all the words which I shall speak unto you, your throne shall be joined to mine in my kingdom. On this account I have said unto you aforetime, where I shall be, there will be also my 12 ministers. But Mary Magdalene and John, the virgin, will tower over all my disciples, and over all men who shall receive the mysteries in the ineffable. And they will be on my right and on my left. And I am they, and they are I. And they will be like unto you in all things, save that your thrones will tower over theirs, and my throne will tower over yours. And all men will find the word of the ineffable. Amen, I say unto you. The men who shall know that word will know the gnosis of these words which I have spoken unto you, both those of the depth and those of the height, those of the length and those of the breadth. In a word, they will know the gnosis of all these words which I have spoken unto you, and which I have not yet spoken unto you, which I will speak unto you, region by region and order by order, at the expansion of the universe. And amen, I say unto you, they will know in what manner the world is established, and they will know in what type all those of the height are established, and they will know out of what ground the universe hath arisen. Chapter 97. When then the Savior had said this, Mary Magdalene started forward and said, My Lord, bear with me and be not wroth with me. If I question on all things with precision and certainty, now therefore, my Lord, is then another the word of the mystery of the ineffable, and another the word of the whole gnosis? The Savior answered and said, Yea, another is the mystery of the ineffable, and another the word of the whole gnosis. And Mary answered again and said unto the Savior, My Lord, bear with me if I question thee, and be not wroth with me. Now therefore, my Lord, unless we live and know the gnosis of the whole word of the ineffable, shall we not be able to inherit the light kingdom? And the Savior answered and said unto Mary, Surely, for every one who shall receive a mystery of the light kingdom will go and inherit up to the region up to which he hath received mysteries, but he will not know the gnosis of the universe. Wherefore all this hath arisen, unless he knoweth the one and only word of the ineffable, which is the gnosis of the universe. And again in openness, I am the gnosis of the universe. And moreover, it is impossible to know the one and only word of gnosis unless a man first receive the mystery of the ineffable. But all the men who shall receive mysteries in the light, every one will go and inherit up to the region to which he hath received mysteries. On this account I have said unto you aforetime, he who hath faith in a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and he who hath faith in a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. That is, every one will go to the region up to which he hath received mysteries. He who receiveth a lesser mystery will inherit the lesser mystery, and he who receiveth the highest mystery will inherit the higher regions. And every one will abide in his region in the light of my kingdom, and every one will have power over the orders which are below him. But he will not have the power to go to the order which are above him. But he will abide in the region of the inheritance of the light of my kingdom, being in a great light immeasurable for the gods and all the invisibles, and he will be in great joy and great jubilation. But now therefore hearken, that I may discourse with you concerning the grandeur of these who shall receive the mysteries of the first mystery. He therefore who shall receive the first mystery of that first mystery, and it shall be at the time that he cometh out of the body of the matter of the rulers. Then the retributive receivers come and lead that soul of the man out of the body. And that soul will become a great light stream in the hands of the retributive receivers. And those receivers will be afraid of the light of that soul. And that soul will go upwards and pass through all the regions of the rulers and all the regions of the emanations of the light. And it will not give answers, nor apologies, nor tokens in any single region of the light, nor in any single region of the rulers. But it will pass through all the regions and cross over them all, so that it goeth and ruler over all the regions of the first Savior. In like manner also, he who shall receive the second mystery of the first mystery, and the third and fourth, until he shall receive the twelfth mystery of the first mystery, if it shall be at the time that he cometh out of the body of the matter of the rulers, then the retributive receivers come and lead the soul of that man out of the body of matter. And those souls will become a great light stream in the hands of the retributive receivers. And those receivers will be afraid of the light of those souls, and will become powerless and fall on their faces. And those souls will straightway soar upwards and cross over all the regions of the rulers and all the regions of the emanation of the light. They will not give answers, nor apologies, nor tokens in any single region, but they will pass through all the regions, and will cross over them all, and rule over all the regions of the 12 Saviors, so that they who receive the second mystery of the first mystery will rule over all the regions of the second Savior in the inheritances of the light. In like manner also, those who receive the third mystery of the first mystery, and the fourth, and fifth, and sixth, up to the 12th, every one will rule over all the regions of the Savior up to whom he hath received the mystery. And he who shall receive in sequence the 12th mystery of the first mystery, that is the master mystery concerning which I discourse with you. And he who, therefore, shall receive those 12 mysteries which belong to the first mystery, if he goeth forth out of the world, will pass through all the regions of the rulers, and all the regions of the light, being a great light stream, and he will moreover rule over all the regions of the 12 Saviors. But they will not be able to be like unto those who receive the one and only mystery of the ineffable. But he who shall receive those mysteries will abide in those orders, because they are exalted, and he will abide in the orders of the 12 Saviors. Chapter 98. Mary again questions Jesus. It came to pass, when Jesus had finished speaking these words unto his disciples, that Mary Magdalene came forward, kissed the feet of Jesus, and said unto him, My Lord, bear with me, and be not wroth with me, if I question thee, but have mercy upon us, my Lord, and reveal unto us all things on which we shall question thee. Now therefore, my Lord, how doth the first mystery possess 12 mysteries, and the ineffable possess a one and only mystery? Jesus answered and said unto her, Indeed, it possesseth a one and only mystery. Yet that mystery constitutes three mysteries, although it is the one and only mystery. But the type of every one of them is different. And moreover, it constitutes five mysteries, although it is a one and only one, but the type of every one is different. So that these five mysteries are alike with one another in the mystery of the kingdom and the inheritance of the light. But the type of each of them is different, and their kingdom is higher and more exalted than the whole kingdom of the 12 mysteries together of the first mystery. But they are not alike in the kingdom with the one and only mystery of the first mystery in the light kingdom. In like manner also the three mysteries are not alike in the light kingdom, but the type of every one of them is different. And they themselves also are not alike in the kingdom with the one and only mystery of the first mystery in the light kingdom, and the type of every one of the three of them, and the type of the configuration of each of them is different from one another. The first mystery of the first mystery, if thou accomplish it, its mystery altogether, and stand and accomplish it finally in all its figures, then dost thou come straightway out of thy body, become a great light stream, and pass through all the regions of the rulers and all the regions of the light, while all are in fear of that soul, until it cometh to the region of its kingdom. The second mystery of the first mystery, on the other hand, if thou accomplish it finally in all its figures, the man, therefore, who shall accomplish its mystery, if he speaketh that mystery over the head of any man who goeth forth out of the body, and he speaketh it into his two ears, if indeed the man who goeth forth out of the body hath received mysteries for the second time, and is sharing in the word of truth, amen, I say unto you, that man, if he goes forth out of the body of matter, then will his soul become a great light stream, and pass through all the regions, until it cometh to the kingdom of that mystery. But if that man hath received no mysteries, and is not sharing in the words of truth, if he who accomplished that mystery speaketh that mystery over the head of a man who cometh forth out of the body, and who hath received no mysteries of the light, and shareth not in the words of truth, amen, I say unto you, that man, if he cometh forth out of the body, will be judged in no region of the rulers, nor can he be chastised in any region at all, nor will the fire touch him, because of the great mystery of the ineffable which is with him. And they will hasten quickly and hand him over one to another in turn, and lead him from region to region, and from order to order, until they bring him before the Virgin of Light, while all the regions are in fear of the mystery and the sign of the kingdom of the ineffable which is with him. And if they bring him before the Virgin of Light, then the Virgin of Light will see the sign of the mystery of the kingdom of the ineffable which is with him. The Virgin of Light marveleth and proveth him, but suffereth them not to bring him to the light, until he accomplish the total citizenship of the light of that mystery, that is, the purity of the renunciation of the world, and also of the total matter therein. The Virgin of Light sealeth him with a higher seal, which is this, and letteth him in that month in which he hath come out of the body of matter, light down into a body which will be righteous, and find the Godhead in truth and the higher mysteries, so that he may inherit them, and inherit the light eternal, which is the gift of the second mystery of the first mystery of the ineffable. The third mystery of that ineffable, on the other hand, the man indeed who shall accomplish that mystery, not only if he himself cometh forth out of the body, will he inherit the kingdom of the mystery, but if he complete the mystery and accomplish it with all its figures, that is, if he go through with the mystery, and accomplish it finally, and pronounce the name of that mystery over a man who cometh forth out of the body, and hath known the mystery, let the former have delayed, or rather not have delayed, one who is in dire chastisement of the rulers, and in their dire judgment and their manifold fire. Amen, I say unto you, the man hath come forth out of the body, If the name of this mystery is pronounced on his behalf, they will hasten quickly to bring him over and hand him over one to another, until they bring him before the Virgin of Light. And the Virgin of Light will seal him with a higher seal, which is this: and in that month will she let him light down in the righteous body, which will find the Godhead in truth, and the higher mystery, so that he inherit the light kingdom. This, therefore, is the gift of the third mystery of the ineffable. Now, therefore, every one who shall receive one of the five mysteries of the ineffable, if he cometh forth out of the body, and inheriteth up to the region of that mystery, then is the kingdom of those five mysteries higher than the kingdom of the 12 mysteries of the first mystery, and it is higher than all the mysteries which are below them. But those five mysteries of the ineffable are alike with one another in their kingdom. Yet are they not alike with the three mysteries of the ineffable. He, on the other hand, who receiveth of the three mysteries of the ineffable, if he cometh forth out of the body, will inherit up to the kingdom of that mystery. And those three mysteries are alike with one another in the kingdom, and they are higher and more exalted than the five mysteries of the ineffable in the kingdom. But they are not alike with the one and only mystery of the ineffable. He, on the other hand, who receiveth the one and only mystery of the ineffable, will inherit the region of the whole kingdom, according to its whole glory, as I have already told you at another time. And every one who shall receive the mysteries which is in the space of the universe of the ineffable, and all the other mysteries which are united in the limbs of the ineffable, concerning which I have not yet spoken unto you, and concerning their expansion and the manner of their setting up, and the type of every one, how it is, and wherefore it is named the ineffable, or wherefore it standeth expanded, with all its limbs, and how many limbs are in it, and all its economies, of which I will not tell you now. But when I come to the expansion of the universe, I will tell you all severally, to wit, its expansion, and its description, how it is, and the aggregation of all of its limbs, which belong to the economy of the one and only, the unapproachable God in truth. Up to what region, therefore, every one shall receive the mysteries in the space of the ineffable, up to that region will he inherit up to that which he has received. And those of the whole region of the space of that ineffable give no answers in that region, nor give they apologies, nor give they tokens, for they are without tokens, and they have no receivers. But they pass through all the regions until they come to the region of the kingdom of the mystery which they have received. In like manner also those who shall receive mysteries in the second space, they have no answers nor apologies, for they are without tokens in that world, which is the space of the first mystery of the first mystery. And those of the third space, which is without, which is the third space from without, within, every region in that space hath its receivers, and its explanations, and its apologies, and its tokens, which I will one day tell you when I come to speak of that mystery. That is when I shall have told you of the expansion of the universe. Albeit at the dissolution of the universe, that is when the number of the perfect souls is completed, and the mystery through which the universe altogether hath arisen is completed, I will pass 1,000 years according to the years of the light, being king over all the emanations of the light, and over the whole number of the perfected souls who have received all the mysteries. Chapter 99. It came to pass, when Jesus had finished speaking these words unto his disciples, that Mary Magdalene came forward and said, My Lord, how many years of the years of the world is a year of the light? Jesus answered and said unto Mary, A day of the light is 1,000 years in the world, so that 36 myriads of years and a half myriad of years of the world are a single year of the light. I shall, therefore, pass 1,000 years of the light, being king in the midst of the last helper, and being king over all the emanations of the light, and over the whole number of the perfect souls who have received the mysteries of the light. And ye, my disciples, and every one who shall receive the mystery of the ineffable will abide with me on my right and on my left, being kings with me in my kingdom. And they who shall receive the three mysteries of that ineffable will be fellow kings with you in the light kingdom. But they will not be alike with you and with those who receive the mystery of the ineffable, but they will rather abide behind you, being kings. And they who receive the five mysteries of the ineffable will also abide behind the three mysteries, being also kings. And moreover, they who receive the 12th mystery of the first mystery will also again abide behind the five mysteries of the ineffable, being also kings according to the order of every one of them. And all who receive the mysteries and all the regions of the space of the ineffable will also be kings and abide before those who receive the mystery of the first mystery, expanded according to the glory of every one of them, so that those who receive the higher mysteries will abide in the higher regions, and those who receive the lower mysteries will abide in the lower regions, being kings in the light of my kingdom. These alone are the allotment of the kingdom of the first space of the ineffable. They, on the other hand, who receive all the mysteries on the second space, that is, of the space of the first mystery, will again abide in the light of my kingdom, expanded according to the glory of every one of them, and every one of them being in the mystery up to which he hath received. And those who receive the higher mysteries will also abide in the higher regions, and those who receive the lower mysteries will abide in the lower regions in the light of my kingdom. That is the allotment of the second king for those who receive the mystery of the second space of the first mystery. Those, on the other hand, who receive the mystery of the third space, that is, of the first space from without, those again will abide behind the second king, expanded in the light of my kingdom, according to the glory of every one of them, every one abiding in the region up to which he hath received mysteries, so that those who receive the higher mysteries will abide in the higher regions, and those who receive the lower mysteries will abide in the lower regions. These are the three allotments of the light kingdom. The mysteries of these three allotments of the light are exceedingly numerous. Ye shall find them in the two great books of you. But I will give you and tell you the great mysteries of every allotment, those which are higher than every region, that is, the heads according to every region, and according to every order which will lead the whole race of man into higher regions, according to the space of inheritance. Of the rest of the lower mysteries, therefore, ye have no need, but you will find them in the two books of you, which Enoch hath written whilst I spake with him out of the tree of Gnosis, and out of the tree of life in the paradise of Adam. Now therefore, when I shall have explained unto you the whole expansion, I will give you and tell you the great mysteries of the three allotments of my kingdom, that is, the heads of the mysteries, which I will give you and tell you in all their figures and all their types, and in their ciphers and the seals of the last space, that is, the first space from without. And I will tell you the answers and the apologies and the tokens of that space. The second space, which is within, possess no answers, nor apologies, nor tokens, nor ciphers, nor seals, but it possesseth only types and figures. Chapter 100. When the Savior had finished saying all this unto his disciples, Andrew came forth and said, My Lord, be not wroth with me, but have mercy upon me, and reveal unto me the mystery of the word concerning which I shall question thee, for it hath been hard for me, and I have not understood it. The Savior answered and said unto him, Question concerning that on which thou desirest to question, and I will reveal it unto thee face to face without similitude. And Andrew answered and said, My Lord, I am astonished and marvel exceedingly how the men who are in the world and in the body of this matter, if they come forth out of this world, will pass through these firmaments and all these rulers and all the lords and all gods and all the great invisibles, and all those of the region of the midst, and those of the whole region of the right, and all the great ones of the emanation of the light, and enter into them all and inherit the light kingdom. This matter, therefore, is hard for me." When then Andrew had said this, the spirit of the Savior was roused in him. He cried out and said, "How long am I to endure you? How long am I to bear with you? Have ye not even yet understood, and are ye ignorant? Know ye not, and do you not understand, that ye and all angels and all archangels, and all the gods and the lords and all rulers and all the great invisibles, and all those of the midst, and those of the great region of the right, and all the great ones of the emanation of the light, and their whole glory, that ye all one with another are out of one and the same paste, and the same matter and the same substance, and that ye are all out of the same mixture. And at the commandment of the first mystery the mixture was constrained, until all the great ones of the emanation of the light and all their glory purified themselves, and until they purified themselves from the mixture. And they have not yet purified themselves of themselves, but they have purified themselves by necessity according to the economy of the one and only, the ineffable. They indeed have not at all suffered and have not at all changed themselves in the regions, nor at all torn themselves asunder, nor poured themselves into bodies of different kinds, and from one into another, nor have they been in any affliction at all. Ye then in particular are the refuse of the treasury, and ye are the refuse of the region of the right, and ye are the refuse of the region of those of the midst, and ye are the refuse of the invisibles and all the rulers. In a word, you are the refuse of all of these. And ye are in great suffering and great affliction, and you are being poured from one into another of different kinds of bodies of the world. And after all these sufferings you have struggled of yourself and fought, having renounced the whole world and all the matter therein, and ye have not left whilst seeking until ye found all the mysteries of the kingdom of the light, which have purified you and made you into refined light, exceedingly purified, and ye have become purified light. For this cause have I set unto you aforetime, seek that ye may find. I have therefore said unto you, ye are to seek after the mysteries of the light, which purify the body of matter and make it into refined light exceedingly purified. Amen, I say unto you, for the sake of the race of men, because it is material, I have torn myself asunder and brought unto them all the mysteries of the light, that I may purify them. For they are the refuse of the whole matter of their matter. Else would no soul of the total race of men have been saved, and they would not be able to inherit the kingdom of the light, if I had not brought unto them the purifying mysteries. For the emanations of the light have no need of the mysteries, for they are purified. But it is the race of men which hath need of them, because they are all material refuse. For this cause, therefore, have I said unto you after a time, the healthy have no need of a physician, but the sick, that is, those of the light have no need of the mysteries, for they are purified lights. But it is the race of men who hath need of them, for they are material refuse. For this cause, therefore, herald to the whole race of men, saying, cease not to seek day and night until ye find the purifying mysteries, and say unto the race of men, renounce the whole world and the whole matter therein. For he who buyeth and selleth in the world, and he who eateth and drinketh its matter, and he who liveth in all its cares and all its association, amass other additional matter to the rest of this matter, because this whole world and all therein and all its associations are material refuse, and they will make inquiry of every one concerning his purity. For this cause, therefore, I have said unto you aforetime, renounce the whole world and the whole matter therein, that ye may not amass other additional matter to the rest of your matter in you. For this cause, therefore, herald it to the whole race of men, saying, renounce the whole world and all its associations, that ye may not amass additional matter to the rest of your matter in you, and say unto them, cease not to seek day and night, and remit not yourselves until you find the purifying mysteries, which will purify you and make you into a refined light, so that ye will go on high and inherit the light of my kingdom. Now therefore, Andrew, and all thy brethren, thy co-disciples, because of your renunciations and all your suffering which ye have endured in every region, and because of your changes in every region, and of your being poured from one into another of different kinds of bodies, and because of all your afflictions, and after all this ye have received the purifying mysteries, and have become refined light, exceedingly purified. For this cause, therefore, ye will go on high and penetrate into all the regions of all the great emanations of the light, and be kings in the light kingdom forever. But if ye come forth out of the body, and come on high, and reach unto the region of the rulers, then will all the rulers be seized with shame before you, because ye are the refuse of their matter, and have become light more purified than them all. And if ye reach unto the region of the great invisible, and unto the region of those of the midst, and those of the right, and into the regions of all the great emanation of the light, then will ye be revered among them all, because you are the refuse of their matter, and are become light more purified than them all. And all the regions will sing praises before you until you come to the region of the kingdom. This is the answer to the words on which ye question. Now therefore, Andrew, art thou still in unfaith and unknowing? When then the Savior said this, Andrew knew clearly. Not only he, but also all the disciples knew with precision that they should inherit the light kingdom. They all threw themselves down together at Jesus' feet, cried aloud, wept and besought the Savior, saying, Lord, forgive our brother the sin of unknowing. The Savior answered and said, I forgive and will forgive. For this cause, therefore, hath the first mystery sent me, that I may forgive every one of his sins. Subscription, a portion of the books on the Savior. Chapter 101, the conclusion of another book. And those who are worthy of the mysteries which abide in the ineffable, which are those which have not gone before, these exist before the first mystery, and to use a likeness and similitude, that ye may understand it, they are as the limbs of the ineffable, and every one exists according to the dignity of its glory. The head according to the dignity of the head, the eye according to the dignity of the eyes, and the ear according to the dignity of the ears, and the rest of the limbs in like fashion, so that the matter is manifest. There is a multitude of limbs, but one only body. Of this indeed have I spoken in the pattern of similitude and likeness, but not in a form and truth, nor have I revealed the word in truth, but the mystery only of the ineffable. And all the limbs which are in it, according to the word with which I have made comparison, that is, those which abide on the mystery of the ineffable, and those which abide in it, and also the three spaces which are after them according to the mysteries. Of all these, in truth and verity, I am their treasury, besides whom there is no other treasury, who hath not like this in the world. But there are still words and mysteries in other regions. Now therefore, blessed is he who hath found the words of the mysteries of the first space, which is from without. And he is a God who hath found these words of the mysteries of the second space, which is in the midst. And he is a Savior, and an uncontainable, which hath found the words of the mysteries of the third space, which is within. And he is more excellent than the universe, and like unto those who are in that third space. Because he hath found the mystery in which they are and which they stand, for this cause therefore is he like unto them. He, on the other hand, who hath found the words of the mysteries, which I have described unto you according to likeness, that they are the limbs of the ineffable, amen, I say unto you, that man who hath found the words of these mysteries in divine truth is in the first in truth, and like unto him, the first, that is, the ineffable. For through these words and mysteries, and the universe itself standeth through the first. For this cause he who hath found the words of those mysteries is like unto the first. For it is the gnosis of the ineffable concerning which I have discoursed with you this day. So ends the second book.